This video was produced by researchers at the University of Georgia's Warnell School of Forestry and Natural Resources. The purpose of this training video is to detail how to process our loblolly pine PT-Gen2 cDNA microarray, paying particular attention to the washing and handling of the array both before and after hybridization. In general, our protocols follow those developed at the Institute for Genomic Research, TIGER, and the Vanderbilt Microarray Shared Resource Facility, VMSR, where our arrays are printed. We have found that more stringent processing of PT-Gen2 is required to provide the greatest amount of consistency with respect to uniformity of signal quality and low backgrounds. The first step is a pre-wash. We do this because our spotting buffer contains a very high salt content, and this pre-wash is necessary to remove that salt. The slides are placed in a microscope slide carrier and plunged vigorously 15 to 20 times in a 0.2% SDS solution that has been preheated to 43 degrees. After the slides are washed in the SDS solution, they are removed carefully with forceps into a Copeland jar containing pre-hybridization buffer. This buffer contains 5x SSC, 0.1% SDS, and 1% BSA, and is also heated at 43 degrees. The Copeland jar is covered with parafilm and placed in a 43 degree incubator for 1 hour. Following pre-hybridization, the slides are removed to a microscope slide carrier and processed successively through 5 changes of deionized water, plunging 15 to 20 times in each change. Finally, the slides are placed in isopropanol and dipped 5 or 6 times before being centrifuged to dryness in a chipmate centrifuge. After centrifugation, the slides are blown with compressed air passed through a 0.22 micron filter. The slides are then overlaid with lifter slips, which have also been cleaned with compressed air. And we use a small pipette tip to adjust the lifter slip into the correct position on the slide. After the lifter slips have been positioned, but before the hybridization buffer is added, we add 20 microliters of 100 millimolar dithiothreotol to the humidity wells located at the ends of the chamber. Now we're ready to add the target cDNAs, which have been resuspended in hybridization buffer. The pipette tip is placed at the edge of the lifter slip and the slide, and the solution is slowly pipetted. We found that utilizing the capillary effect to load the arrays provides the most consistency and greatly reduces the incorporation of any unwanted bubbles. After the target material has been added to the array, the hybridization chamber is assembled and covered with aluminum foil. The hybridization chamber is then placed in a shaking water bath for overnight incubation, typically 14 to 16 hours. The water bath is set at 48 degrees, and the shaker is set at 50 RPM. It's important to note also that from the point of addition of the hybridization solution through all post-hybridization washes, the procedures are carried out in low light to prevent photooxidation. The following day, the slides are removed from the hybridization chamber and placed in a Copeland jar containing wash solution number 1, which has been preheated to 53 degrees. The slides are allowed to remain in the Copeland jar for about a minute until the lifter slips fall away, at which point the slides are gently removed with forceps and placed in a microscope slide carrier to proceed with the washes. The slides are then plunged vigorously about 15 to 20 times in a second container also containing wash solution number 1 at 53 degrees. The container is then covered with parafilm and placed in an incubator air shaker set at 53 degrees and 100 RPM. After the 10-minute incubation in wash solution number 1, the slides are plunged vigorously 15 to 20 times into a container with wash solution number 2, which is at room temp. The container is then covered with parafilm and placed again on a shaker at room temp for a 10-minute incubation. Finally, the slides are removed from wash solution number 2 and plunged vigorously 15 to 20 times into a container with wash solution number 3. The slides are then removed into a second container of wash solution number 3, covered with parafilm, and again placed on the shaker for 10 minutes. After the final wash, we centrifuge the slides to complete dryness. To do this, we place a 15mm Falcon cap into a 50mm conical tube, and we place the arrays barcode side down into the conical tube. The tubes are then spun in a swinging bucket head at 1500 RPM at room temperature. After centrifugation, the slides are removed to a second set of 50mm conical tubes, which have been covered with aluminum foil. The tubes are then purged with nitrogen gas, which is filtered through a 0.22 micron filter, and capped for transport or for storage until scanning. We collect scan data on a PerkinElmer Scan Array 5000. The array image is gridded and raw scan data is processed, and initial data analysis is done with BioDiscovery's imaging software suite. Next, the spot signal intensity data are normalized, and statistical analyses are performed with BRB Array Tools, a robust and freely available microarray statistical package that can be downloaded from the National Cancer Institute. Other statistical analyses and gene expression pattern searches are performed with the Gene Expression Pattern and Analysis Suite, GEPIS, another freely available web-based analysis package. Thank you for watching our video on how to process the loblolly pine PT-Gen2 microarray. The following individuals were responsible for the content and production of this training video.